Good evening, good evening. Hope everybody's having or has had a good week. The week's coming to a close. Hope everybody had a good, productive week. I'm going to get right into it, man. This one is going to be about a few things, man. A message to every black man under 21. Or between the ages of 18 and like 30. Message to black men between the ages of 18 to 30. I could go a little younger than 18, but I'm going to just say 18 because 18 is a very pivotal moment in a black man's life. 18, 21, 25, 30, those are very key milestones in a black man's life. So that's why I said between the ages of 18 to 30. Just going to get right into it. It's a lot of shit out here we have to be aware of, and I'm mainly referring to really all ages, but especially the ones who are younger than myself. There's definitely a lot of shit that you have to be aware of, and truth be told, it's a lot of shit that you're not aware of that you just have to be on the lookout for, you know what I'm saying? Not saying you're not mentally established enough or you're not mentally mature enough to handle it, but you haven't experienced everything. I haven't experienced everything, you know what I'm saying? So with that being said, you just gotta, you know, keep your mind sharp, because everybody says, you know, and I've said this plenty of times and I'm gonna keep saying it, everybody says get your money up. And I mean, it's true. I mean, we're in a day and age, inflation is at an all-time high. Money does come with however you define success. I mean, money does come with that, of course. But in my opinion, you know, I mean, you have to get your mind and your spirit right first, because, yeah, you can have your money right, but if you don't have your mind and your spirit right as well, you know what I mean, then, you know, you'll be like, not saying names, but you'll be like some people who I know personally that, yeah, they have a lot of money, but they're in and out of the hospital. They have to take 5 to 10 medications just to get the day started and to go to bed. That's no way to live life. I mean, if that's the trade-off of having a lot of money, then I don't want it. You see what I'm saying? Because I look at it like, I'd rather have a peace of mind. I'd rather be in the best health possible for the physical, mental, spiritual, financial, and emotional health possible. You know what I mean? I'm of the belief that, you know, when you do things with a clear mind, everything else falls in the line. You know, and I say, ooh, bars. I'm of the belief that when you do things with a clear mind, everything else falls in line. You know, so, you know, like I said, man, everybody says, yeah, man, you got to get your money up, stack your money, but nobody talks about having your mental health in order, having your spiritual health in order, your financial health in order, your physical health in order. Shit, let me just be honest, man, especially in the quote-unquote black community, I mean, we don't emphasize physical and mental health, and really all aspects of just being healthy in general, but especially physical, mental, spiritual, and financial and emotional. First, the physical, man. A lot of people, I'm going to just keep it in the quote-unquote black community. A lot of us, man, like, we don't take care of ourselves, you know, from how we eat to what we listen to, not just from, you know, at home, but, you know, what we listen to, like, music-wise and things like that, and things that we believe in or don't believe in. I mean, and then we eat a lot of fried foods, we eat a lot of pork, we eat a lot of processed foods, we eat a lot of shit that has high fructose corn syrup / high sugar and then so many products, and like I said, heavily processed and things like that. And believe it or not, man, it's actually, because I'm going to name drop real quick. Salute to my, he may not listen to this, but I'm still name dropping anyway. Salute to my African brother, Pastor Dennis, as I call him. As he would say, the yes boss. I got a lot of love for your brother, man. For those who's wondering, like, who I'm referring to, that's a brother I know personally. He's from Ghana. really, man, very cool brother, man. I have a lot of love and respect for that brother. I really do. Because he encourages me every time I see him, man. He always says, you know, to keep doing what I'm doing. He sees the hard work I'm putting in. And, you know, he likes the way I carry myself. He even told me I inspire him. And this is a brother who is like 11 years older than me. And it's ironic because he and I both have a birthday in December. His, I think, is December 12th and mine is December 4th. You know what I mean? He's always calling me like an African king and calling me a king in general. He's like, my brother, I can look at you and tell like you from Africa and like your heritage is just from Africa. You're so rich in the way you and he actually told me the other day. And today, but mainly the other day, he was like, my brother, like, you carry yourself like an African king. I was like, really, why you say that? He was like, from how you take care of yourself, how you work out, and, you know, and things of that nature. Because people think I'm crazy with how much I work out. You know, he even told me, he said, brother, I worry about you, brother. I don't want you to get too skinny, brother. You're going to be like me, brother. No, boss. And I was like, that's how we joke. Like, we joke and laugh with each other a lot. But, excuse me. But, yeah, man. So I was like, no, my brother, I'm not going to get too skinny, man. I'm just, I mean, my body type not going to allow me to get skinny. If anything, I'll be really lean. I mean, my face will be slim, but nothing's wrong with that. And he was like, yes, boss. No, this is. No, man, I'm saying all that to say, yeah, man, I got a lot of love and respect for their brother. So from the conversations I've had with him, you know, we've talked about that, you know what I mean? But, yeah, man, as far as, like, the physical, you know, like, we eat a lot of bullshit, excuse my language, you know what I'm saying? Like, especially in the South, we grew up on the fried food, the fried chicken, the pork chops, the pork steak, the... I never had pig feet, though. Hell, I don't see how people eat that shit. I don't see how people eat pig feet and shitterlings, or shitlings, as I call them. That's bullshit right there. I just don't see how people eat it, man, to be honest with you. Like I said, the heavily fried foods and shit. Don't even get me started on the quote-unquote holidays like Thanksgiving, Christmas, and shit like that. Oh, my goodness. And like, family reunion. Oh, my goodness. Especially family reunion. Boy, y'all know I ain't lying, boy. Whoever listen to this, y'all know I ain't lying. Be having the ribs and the burgers and the hot dogs and the baked beans and, as we say in the South, the tater salad and the goddamn soda and... all that shit, bullshit, the cake, cookies, brownies, pies, all that shit that tastes good, but shit, keep eating that shit consistently, boy, you ain't gonna make it till tomorrow. Yeah, like I was saying, man, it's people who actually eat McDonald's, like, along on a daily, a few times a day, every day of the week, you know what I'm saying? They eat it for breakfast, they eat it for lunch, they eat it for dinner. They eat it on weekends. Like, you imagine, like, it's actually people out there who consume fast food like that on a daily, multiple days throughout the week, if not every day. And we see these obese people. We see the overweight people. And this is coming from someone who's lost over 100 pounds. You know what I'm saying? And people ask me how I did it. It wasn't easy, truth be told. But at the end of the day, man, I just held myself accountable. And I'm saying all that to say, you know, us as black people, we have to hold ourselves accountable. You know, we can't keep blaming a white man. We can't keep blaming our mamas and grandmamas. We can't keep blaming the lack of not having a father in the home collectively. I mean, we just can't keep making excuses, you know what I'm saying? Because excuses are like assholes. We all got one, you know what I'm saying? Everybody has a story. Everybody, I mean, we all have shit that we're dealing with. Some people's situations are different or a little more extreme and strenuous than others. But at the end of the day, man, we just can't make excuses. We have to hold ourselves accountable, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, man, that's the physical aspect. Mentally, black men's health isn't talked about enough. And man, Brother Dennis, or Mr. Dennis, as I call him, we talk about that on the daily, man. Like, black men, like, what we go through, our struggle, being on the come up, Like, that's not talked about enough, you know what I'm saying? Like, how we feel, how we're feel, like, just black men in general, like, black men's mental health in general isn't talked about slash cared about enough, you know what I'm saying? The only time, I've said this on previous episodes, and I'm gonna keep saying it until the day the Most High calls me home, the only time that black men are talked about in a somewhat positive light is on some stereotypical sexual shit, or if we just got killed. I mean, people can say that's a bit of an extreme for me to say, but it's true. But I mean, am I wrong? Somebody can, you know, correct me if I'm wrong. But when's the only time we see, or when's the only time that black men are talked about in a positive, somewhat positive light? Like I said, on some stereotypical sexual shit, and stereotypical and sexual, I'm separating those two. I know it sounds like I'm combining them together. You can if you want, but me personally, I'm separating them. So what do I mean by stereotypical shit? You know, the fake thug, fake drug, game banging, dope boy, all that shit. You know what I'm saying? And the sexual shit, because, I mean, let's be honest, especially by non-black women, you know, we're viewed as, well, really by women in general, really doesn't matter the race. I mean, we're viewed as, for those of us who've seen that movie, what's the name of that movie with Richard Pryor? The Toy? Y'all know what movie I'm talking about? That Richard Pryor movie, The Toy, when he was... And I'm a reference a scene in that movie for those who haven't seen it. Maybe y'all do, but for those who haven't seen that movie or what I'm talking about, it was a scene in that movie, and I'm paraphrasing the scene. The little white boy in the movie, he said he wanted the toy, and he pointed to Richard Pryor, and he was like, "That's not a toy." And you know, he said he wanted to play with the toy and all this shit, like, you know what I'm saying. So for those of us who know what that movie is really about, but. It's just like that. Like, black men, we're viewed as walking dildos. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, like I said, the black man's mental health isn't talked about enough, nor is it cared about. You know what I'm saying? A white man can come on the internet or come in front of a group of people and say he's struggling with something mentally. People are going to throw him a pity party and feel sorry for him and hear him and listen to him and all this shit. You know what I'm saying? I know any other non-black man can do it, but let a black man, especially a non-stereotypical black man, do it. Nobody's going to listen. He's going to be made fun of. He's going to be ridiculed. You know what I mean? And then if people, because people are assholes nowadays, people will use that said problem or issues that said black man is having and use it against them. You know what I'm saying? To give an example, let's say if you're having financial issues and then you tell somebody about it, then out the blue, they'd be like, ha, that's why your ass broke anyway. It's like shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't like shit like that. I honestly hate shit like that, to be honest with you. I know my uncle doesn't like me using the word hate, but fuck it. No disrespect, but I gotta use the word hate. You know what? Out of respect for my uncle, I strongly dislike shit like that. You know what I mean? So yeah, man. And you know, the spiritual, I mean, we are collectively lacking spiritually because we buy into so much bullshit from zodiac signs and worshiping false idols and having celebrities and famous people on a pedestal and all this other stuff. That's why we're in the place that we are spiritually and financially. Shit, where do I start from there? We put so much money into other communities, but when it comes to us building our own, it's nothing. It's like it's non-existent. You know what I mean? And to give an example of that, a lot of us come from the hood, quote unquote, the hood, or low income. Oh, my bad. I thought I got a message. But yeah, like a lot of us come from the hood or low income neighborhoods or housing projects or projects and things like that. I'm not saying it's every one of us, but a lot of us come from those said environments. But yeah, man, like I was saying, I apologize. So yeah, man, like I was saying, I just got over that cold. I feel a lot better. But Yeah, man, like I was saying, like a lot of us come from those said environments. So to give an example of what I'm talking about, let's say in those said neighborhoods, a Chinese man or Asian man, he has a restaurant or a nail shop in that same hood. No black person is going to look to rob him. If anything, black people are going to come there and spend their car note money, car insurance money, rent, food, and put it into that said business. But a black person opens a black business in a black neighborhood, they're like the chances, they're more likely to get robbed, a black person in a black neighborhood over a non-black person. Now, I'm not advocating for robbery and crimes and shit like that, but what I'm saying is like the likelihood of a black person getting robbed over a non-black person, as far as like having a business in a black neighborhood, is highly likely over a non-black person, if I'm saying that right, you know what I'm saying? So all of us men, we just have to, between the ages of 18 to 30, all men in general, but especially around those age ranges or in that age bracket or whatever, we just have to stay vigilant. That's one of the things that I pride myself on. That's one of the things that I pride myself on. It's one of the reasons I don't really drink or smoke I don't drink or smoke at all. I like the feeling of not being intoxicated or under the influence, but, you know, like, it's too much going on in the world for me to not be in my right state of mind at all times, bars, you know what I mean? So much shit can happen. I could be at the wrong place, and I can either, God forbid, something can happen to me, whether some female just want to play police games and push the case on me, or some dude tries to act hard or act tough, and you know what I'm trying to say. So that's why I don't really go out to parties. I don't go out to clubs. I've never been to a club, actually. Don't plan on going. You know, because like I said, man, if I can't control the variables and the outcome, I'm not going to put myself in that situation. You know what I'm saying? And when it's women and alcohol involved, when it's women, alcohol, and jealous dudes involved, man, I'm rapping tonight, ain't it? Damn, boy, I need to buy this shit. Man, where my pen and paper? But nah, man, in all seriousness, when there's women, alcohol, and jealous dudes involved, it's never a good mix, you know what I'm saying? It's never a good outcome, you know what I mean? Just the fact that it's women and alcohol, you know, and then you throw in the jealousy aspect, and then you throw in the aspect of people watching you, or people knowing, or people watching you and paying attention to you more than they let on, or more than you know, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, man, that's why, and people may think I'm not as environmentally aware as I am, but I am, you know what I mean? Like, I'm very intellectual, you know what I mean? Like, I'm very aware of my surroundings, and that's something my dad and my uncle always told me growing up. You know, they always told me, especially my uncle, like, you don't have to know everybody's business, but if people are going to be around you, you know, you have to, you know, feel the temperature of the room, so to say, you know what I mean? So salute to my dad and my uncle for that, aka old school. But yeah, man, so it's things like that, you know, it's a lot of things. It's a different day and age, it's a different time period, and us young brothers, man, we just have to focus on what's important. It's a time and a place for everything. We're gonna have moments we're gonna want to fuck off. I don't mean necessarily just fucking off with females. We're gonna have moments where we're gonna want to have fun. You know what I mean? You're gonna want to go out, travel, see the world. I mean, I recommend that, like I've said before, like I continue to say, I'm all for a man having options and exercising those said options, you know what I mean? That's what we're supposed to do as men, especially black men, you know what I'm saying? Like that's what we're supposed to do, you know what I mean? Because, shit, everybody else do it, hell, why we can't do it, you know what I'm saying? Not saying we should do it because everybody else does it, but I mean, black men, we've been fed the most lies, like I've said before. So it's by time we, you know, focus on ourselves and, you know, get our mind and our spirit right, and everything else will fall into place. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's by time we see the world, see different countries, get introduced to different cultures, learn different languages, see different races and ethnicities of women, learn how to make more money, because people let the average person tell it. People think like you can only make money in America, and that's not the case. You know what I mean? You can make money overseas. You can make money internationally. You can build a brand. That's one of the positives about social media and the internet. You know, you can make money, you know, just by being on your phone. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, man, it's about time us brothers, we start focusing on what's important. Leave the females alone. They always gonna be on the same bullshit. Not only that, man, like, I'm gonna just say this real quick. Like, I'm not gonna say, like I said, I don't mind having conversations, but it's like, I don't like talking about the same shit over and over again. You know what I mean? Even if it's serious shit, like, I'm not serious 24/7. You know, sometimes I'm gonna, you know, like I say, for those who follow me or have listened to me for quite some time, I say I'm a part-time comedian. It's a time and a place for everything. I'm gonna be funny. I'm gonna be serious. I'm gonna be intellectual. I'm gonna be on the sports tip. I'm gonna be on the business tip. I'm gonna be on the faith or the spiritual tip. You know what I'm saying? The kind of like the cultural / ancestral tip, you know what I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Kind of being diverse, you know what I mean? I'm a very diverse and complex individual. So, you know, I'm not one sided, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like a fighter. I'm not a one trick pony. I have different moves or different tools in my arsenal or different tools in the toolbox, so to say. You know what I mean? So I'm tired of this fucking phone lighting up. But yeah, man, like I was saying, I'm just tired of the same old conversations, dudes talking shit about the same shit females doing. I'm like, man, I don't want to hear that shit. Like, I really don't. Like, I ain't gonna say it. Ain't nobody else gonna say it. So fuck it, I'm gonna say it, man. I just get tired of hearing the same shit, man. It's really old, man. Cats talking about, you know, females rejecting them and shit females doing and saying, and I'm like, bro, I haven't said this in a while, but I don't think I've ever, maybe I've said it on the podcast, but I know it's been a while since I've said it. I don't care what a female, if I'm not fucking her or getting no money with her, I don't give a fuck about what she's doing, what she's not in my presence. Hell, even if I am fucking her or not fucking her, I still don't give a damn what she's doing, what she's not in my presence. Whatever you do, just don't bring that shit around me. You know what I'm saying? Don't bring no shit back to me and don't bring that shit around me. You know what I'm saying? That's my mindset. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, I had that mindset about every female I deal with, or the females I choose to deal with, or whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? Because I believe in being honest. So these cats who just own the same shit and, oh, females this, females that, want to engage in these long, drawn-out ass conversations, man, that shit gets so fucking old, bro. Like, for real, man. Like, I'm not, like, bro, first of all, it's 24 hours in the goddamn day to begin with. And a third of the 24 hours in the day, I'm asleep. The other third, I'm doing what I got to do to support myself and my family, you know what I mean? And the other half, I'm either at the gym, or I'm doing other shit, you know what I'm saying? Researching, reading, sharpening my mind, sharpening my spirit, getting more aligned with the Most High. I'm doing things of that nature, you know? So I don't care about what these females saying they're doing. I know they own some bullshit, you know what I'm saying? So why would I keep talking about it? Like if you're not going to change it, or if there isn't a solution to it, why keep dwelling on it and talking about it? You know what I'm saying? Shit, you acting more like a female than the females are, you know what I'm saying? I don't give a damn if anybody doesn't like me saying it. It's the truth. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, why are you constantly talking about the same shit over and over and over again and sending me reel after reel after fucking reel talking about it? I'm like, bro, I don't want to see this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't mind getting sent reels. I like funny shit. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, man, it's a time to place everything. You want to send me some serious shit? Okay, that's cool. But that female shit, man, talking about females, I'm like, bro, I don't give a fuck. Like, I don't care about what this female doing. I don't care about what she's saying. I don't care what she said about black men, because, fuck it, since we're on the conversation, I'm just saying, I know a lot of these females, but I don't rock with black men like that. Okay, that's not gonna hurt my feelings. I'm like, shit, I'm the hell. That's why I'm a big component in men leaving America and Western society in general. Shit, travel the world, man. Hell, nothing wrong with being with a woman that doesn't look like you. Fuck what anybody else told you. I don't give a damn what your mama, your grandmama, these emotional ass mama boys told you, bro. Nothing is wrong with being a woman that doesn't look like you. You know what I'm saying? If you want to, like, if you're a black man, you want to be with an Indian, Filipino, or Chinese, or Asian, or Japanese, or Puerto Rican, Dominican, Latino, or blah, blah, blah. Hey, that's your prerogative, bro. Just be honest. Hey, you need to say yes or no. That's all I got to say. But as a man, you should always be honest, you know what I mean? And like I said, man, just those long, drawn-out-ass conversations, man. I just, like I said, I don't have time for this shit, bro. Like, I'm, look, I be too goddamn busy. I'm either busy or sleep, shit. For real, man. I'm like, god damn. I'm like, every time I go on Instagram, I be like, fuck, they still talking about this shit? I'll be like, god damn. I say, bro, what the hell? Damn. I'll be like, man, y'all just have time. I don't. I'm like, I thought it was just 24 hours in the day. I'm like, shit, if y'all getting more time, more than 24 hours out the day, shoot. Yeah, what the hell? Where y'all at? I need to go where y'all at. Well, nah, never mind. Yeah, man, that shit crazy to me. But guess I'll wrap it up on this note, man. I was also watching. And it's funny, too, because I'm just say this real quick. On the episode I did about the woman who allegedly got hit in the head with a brick, now they're saying that, and it's a reason I'm bringing this up, and it ties with the conversation. And, you know, this ties into what more of what black men need to be aware of. So now they're saying that it was a hoax and she was lying about the whole thing. And I kind of had a feeling about it. And it's funny because when Brother Q Speaks Facts and I were discussing it, and I was like, man, I just got a feeling like it's a bunch of cap, as a young boy say. Because it's like, if you got hit in the head with a brick, like, you know what I'm saying? You would be, your face would be fucked up. And you wouldn't be in front of a camera like, well, hell, maybe you would be. I don't know. Motherfuckers crazy and throw it up nowadays to begin with. So maybe you would be in front of a camera with, or in front of the camera with your face busted open by a brick. Who knows? But it's like, so they were saying it's an allergic reaction. That's what I'm hearing. And I'm like, well, can't sound surprised. And it's funny because I brought up that situation where that woman faked that kidnapping. Y'all remember that? I forgot that woman's name. Don't care to really know her name, but y'all know what I'm talking about. And it's funny because I'm like, well, what if this is? And I said in that episode, I was like, well, what if it's a situation where another black woman is crying wolf and black men are protecting her and blah, 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 and all this shit. Even a store owner said that he didn't have any surveillance video of that woman getting hit in the head with a brick. And that's something. So I'm like, y'all went on this damn tirade and talking about, oh, black men ain't shit, black men are protecting black women and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, well, here y'all go again, man. It's just an attack on us. Always has been, always will be. You know what I mean? So black men, so I really brought that up to say, and I'm going to end on this note, as they say in the black church, as I come to a close. You know, I'm going to just say, man, just got to be vigilant, man. Just because a woman looks like you doesn't mean she has your best interest. Keep the most high first. Get your mind right. Get your soul right. And everything else to follow. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man. Yeah, man, that's pretty much the episode. I said what I had to say. Y'all get off my damn phone.